Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
This podcast was sponsored by Happy Mash. Happy Mash, closing the orgasm gap one vibrator at a time. Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome to today's episode of the Nasty Woman Club podcast, your go-to platform for all things intersectional feminism. I'm your host, Demi Lynch, and today we're just going to be focusing on one topic, one key issue. And that, my dears, is Channel 7's treatment of reality show contestants. Now, as you all probably know, I am currently putting together a petition calling for people to boycott Channel 7. And the reason why I'm doing this mainly is because too often, especially this past 18 months, marginalized communities such as people of color and also survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence continue to be mistreated by Channel 7 through their lazy journalism and poor casting choices on their shows. So admittedly, when I created this petition, when I created this boycott, I didn't even think about how the people in that Channel 7 bubble, from employees to reality show contestants, how they too are being mistreated by the network. And since I posted about the boycott on my social media platforms, I have received numerous messages from people, from ex-employees to reality stars, about just how bad things really are in the Channel 7 bubble. And last year, Liz Jelly was in that Channel 7 bubble. She was a contestant on Farmer Wants a Wife 2020. And sadly, her experience on the reality series was not a positive one. From the show's psychologists bitching about the contestants to the media, to fatphobic questions for the show's media kits, to the network ignoring trolling and blocking Liz from social media platforms related to the Seven Network. Liz has been through a lot, a real lot, since being on the series, and she has kindly come onto today's episode to share her side of the story of the dark realities of reality television. This is Liz Jelly.
So basically, from the very start, they were like, it is not like these other shows. We're not going to sort of, you know, this is the real one. And they kept saying that, you know, we're going to look after you. We're going to make you look. We're not going to put you in a box. And the second I got to set, well, you know, down to the Hunter, and they, you know, there's all these people there and they know who you are and they know what you look like. And so these people kept coming up and going, you're Liz the celebrant. And they'd pull me aside and get me to say the same things over and over again. And that was my first indication that this was not what I signed up for, that I was already put in the box and that once I was in that box, there was going to be no way I was getting out. And all they would do was sometimes slightly adjust the box. So my box was initially, I'm the celebrant that's starting to get married. And then so after the first date, then they were there prodding me going, you must talk about children. So then I was that chick. And it's funny because when you're in the situation at the time, you know that other people are being asked those questions too. So you're like, oh, it's okay. They won't make a big deal about it. But what you don't sort of think about is that they then leave all of that on the cutting room floor. They could have made the narrative about me being like, you know, baby hungry, whatever. They could have made that same storyline about one of the other girls easily, but they just decided to sort of make that my storyline. and you're not a person to them, you're a storyline, and that sort of very much became clear.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember now, I think I saw in like a, you did a podcast somewhere else and there was like a psychologist on the show, was that right?
Yes. Yeah, a male psychologist, and he went on a podcast and talked about, whilst he was still under, had girls under his care from the next season of Farmer, mm-hmm. and on this podcast he said that basically people that do these shows, like us, are narcissists. That was really lovely.
Oh, yeah. That's lovely to hear about yourself. So lovely to hear about that. I know,
it's quite awful. And I don't know why, like, it didn't seem like it was necessary. thanks, mate.
Yeah. And this is when he still has girls underneath his care. That's from the show.
Yes, wow. Yeah. And so obviously some of those girls, I heard the podcast as well, and, you know, and that doesn't give you much faith in obviously then talking to this person about how you're feeling when, you know, you now know that they think that you're quite up yourself. So, it is a real shame. And I think as well that just sort of goes to show, you know, like firstly how dare they put us in contact with someone like that. You know, like, who is this guy to say these things about us in a public forum? Mm-hmm. And then, like, this is the person that's meant to be protecting us and looking after us, and he's obviously not. And it's really heartbreaking. And it's the sort of, I think, the misogyny that goes along with the whole show in general, because one thing that I very much noticed the entire way along is that the show was about the boys, and the men were treated very differently to the women. And that even continued after the show, very much so.
Okay. So how were the men treated differently, the farmers?
Even things like as simple as like at the cocktail parties and stuff, you know, we're always encouraged to dress up really like fancy and stuff like that. And the boys are there in like, you know, grungy old jeans and a farming shirt.
They got to look like laid back country guys. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got like, you know, a lot of us girls would have been more comfortable to rock up wearing, you know, something like that, you know. But no, we've all got to be painted, you know, up little pretty girls on our little in stilettos, you know, hobbling across, you know, the paddock. And it's like, why is that necessary? It's so unnecessary, and it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
And then even just like during the show, like several of the girls, including myself, you know, broke it off with their farm, or it was quite mutual or something, and then they changed the ending because that doesn't sell. It's got to be the poor sobbing girl in the corner, oh, poor me, I got dumped, rah rah rah, instead of it being like, oh well, here's an adult woman that realized that this guy was a bit of a gaslighter and wait, you know what, I'm out of here. No, we can't have that. We can't have a strong independent woman. We must have the poor crying girl on the driveway, which is what happened in my case. And and I mean, it's not a terrible thing. I ended up, you know, having this, you know, 500,000 people who tuned in or whatever, but it was like, oh come on, do we have to make that the narrative, that I'm a weak woman? Like that to me felt like the narrative, instead of being that, you know, I just sort of stood up for myself.
There was
times during the show when things happened and, you know, we'd have to be called to ask if we felt safe in that environment, because it wasn't necessarily that safe, and it was a bit of a, I don't know, you're thrown into the situation with people that you don't know, and then you start to think, what does Channel 7 or Fremantle actually know about these people? And we saw that in last season, where there was a guy, a farmer on the show, who it turned out did have charges against him that were still pending before the courts, now totally innocent till proven guilty, whatever, but it should never have gotten to that stage. And I feel like Channel 7 really dropped the ball there. How can you not have vetted these people a little bit better?
Because do they vet the women? Because I can imagine, like, you know, they want to make sure
I had police checks done. They went through all my history. They found a video of me on YouTube that I had to get taken down. That was not even bad. They were like, it just doesn't look good because people were drunk in it. So they vetted the hell out of me. So, you know, and I had to do, all the psych tests and stuff as well. Wow. So I don't know. I feel like they vet the girls maybe more than they vet the boys sometimes. I don't know. It's a bit weird. I think it's very odd.
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine-washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
We'll be back in just a moment, but first I want to talk to you all about today's sponsor, Happy Mash. It's normal to try different things in the bedroom, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to switch things up. In fact, after conducting a poll with my TNWC followers, I found that many of you enjoy trying new forms of play in the bedroom. 45% of you tried handcuffs, 50% of you have tried blindfolds. Now, another fun way to spice things up in the bedroom is also by incorporating sex toys. Sex toys aren't just for masturbating. They can be used on yourself or your partner during sexy time. Happy Mash have a great range of sex toys that can be incorporated during intercourse. This lady startup is dedicated to closing the orgasm gap and has easy to digest information about what sex toys can be used for certain pleasure spots in the bedroom. So make sure when you go to checkout, use the code NASTYWOMAN20 to get 20% off all toys store-wide. Happy Mash, closing the orgasm gap, one sex toy at a time. Now, back to today's episode.
You said to me in the text that there was an incident where, like, they had to stop filming because there was something happening on set or something like that.
Yeah, well, it happened. Like, we had to stop filming a couple of times. Just people just getting irate and angry and lashing out and stuff like that. Of course it was. And having to shut down filming, and it's like, you know, it's just this sort of stuff that's just, again, just swept under the carpet, just swept under the rug. You know, your concerns aren't really listened to or anything like that. And we even had the producers saying, you know, I would stop the show and I would leave. But you sort of just sort of felt that you're already in that situation and what can you do? That's the thing, the whole way through. Like, I'm not a very compliant person, obviously. I'm talking to you. I'm not towing the line here. But, like, when I was in that situation, I felt very trapped and, like, I couldn't speak up and I couldn't get out of the situation. And the same thing happened at the end of the show as well. You know, we finished filming in February. The show was meant to go to air in April and didn't go to air then until, like, September. So there's quite a big gap in between ending the show and the show going to air. So during that time, I had like the head of people at Fremantle call me and threaten me quite rudely, like really threaten me with legal action that if they found out that I was dating and that I was seeing anybody, that they would sue me because it's breach of my contract. Meanwhile, one of the farmers had met a woman and gotten engaged. Congratulations, like totally good for him, engaged for him. Sorry, I've got some birds going crazy.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I'm getting threatened that you better not be dating anybody. We can sue you. Yet my farmer was found on Bumble. Nothing happened to him about that. Nothing. Because I said to him, what happened? He goes, oh, they just said naughty boy sort of thing. And I was like, okay, I get like legal action threatened against me. And to you, it's just like, oh, Nick, naughty boy. Yeah, one of the guys is engaged to someone who wasn't from the show. So there's different rules. I can't do anything, but it's fine when the boys do it. That's fine. And in fact, during the show, I could see on my farmer's phone, he had the dating app still on his phone. I was like, what? Why am I here? Wow. And we all knew this guy was going to gaslight us all at the end. We knew he wouldn't end up with anyone and that it was just a waste of our time. And even the producers knew it. And I think that that stage, it just didn't matter because it was all about the show and making him look good. Because, you know, it's okay if I look crazy or us girls look crazy, but the farmer needs to look good.
Oh, yes, just sad. Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're allowed to answer this because obviously, like, yeah, all the paperwork and all that fun stuff. During the time then, because obviously, like you said, they said that they could sue you if they catch you on dating apps, all that type of shit. When then the show is airing then, like, do you then have to pretend, quote unquote, like you're still in the relationship and stuff like that? Like, can, like, did they say to you, you have to pretend your relationship, we can sue
you? I was very lucky because the night that he chose me, the next night was the reunion where we broke up. For me, it was a one night difference thing. So during the show, obviously I couldn't, you know, say we were together, we weren't together, whatever.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, so I had one night. So it was a very interesting evening for me because I'm getting flooded with people being like, oh, yay, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, thanks. And the next night everyone's like, what outrage. I can't believe you did that. And I'm like, yep.
Wow.
And then even just listening, like, this is how far, like, how ingrained in society it is, though, because on the way to work the next day, I was listening to the radio and it's so weird. Like, I'm just driving to work and they're talking about me on the radio and they're like, oh, yeah, well, that Liz girl, you know, Nick dumped her, but, you know, all she wanted was a sperm donor anyway. So this is seriously, there's a man talking about me on the radio. A man is saying that about me on the radio. And I'm like, this is the problem with Australia. This is the problem right here. And then that is totally cool for this guy who doesn't know me at all just to say that sort of stuff about me. Like, just sum me up as a person in this little tiny little sentence that I'm sitting there driving to work just going, what the
hell? Wow. Like, the audacity. The audacity there. Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not, it's just, it's everywhere. It is everywhere, this toxic, toxic masculinity that is just all that I'm there for.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So after the show, because as you said, like, yeah, you'd get, like, inundated with all these messages, whether it be messages congratulating you about a relationship or about their relationship ending, but obviously, like, you would have been prone to trolling and online bullying. Was the show at all helpful in, like, you know, making sure? No.
No, not at all.
Did I finish my sentence? No. So they didn't. So say, like, during the time, like, when you were on the show during that period, like, they didn't have access to your social media. They didn't, like, you know, make sure.
No. We were banned from touching anything. We were not allowed to touch any social media. Mm-hmm. Most of the girls broke it anyway. A lot of the girls, you meant to have everything on private. You weren't meant to be posting anything, but everyone was breaking the rules. Mm. And they didn't care unless it wasn't the narrative that they wanted out there. Mm-hmm. Another girl and I spoke several times to them about some of the horrible messages that were online, and, you know, basically asking them to delete them, and they wouldn't. And it wasn't until the end when we started getting very loud about it that they started taking them down. And then this season they did the same thing. So I was going on and tagging them in everything online and saying, hey, if I'm one's wife, take down this disgusting comment, ban this person. So they banned me.
Wow.
They took down my comments and then they banned me and they left up the trolls' comments.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
Disgusting. Wow.
Yeah, and I called them out about it online, but I was like, oh, it's so bad.
All you're trying to do is protect the girls of this season. Wow, that's...
Yeah, because I didn't want them to go through what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean... Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's awful. It is awful. And one of the things that I actually just found today, because I was, like, looking back through some old things, knowing I was going to chat to you about this, and one of the things that came across was a Q&A that they sent me before it went to air. Yeah. And I've also got the version that Nick was sent, because I said to Nick, what questions were you asked? And he sent me his, and so I sent him back mine. His were all like, you know, what's your ideal woman, what's your idea of a romantic date, blah blah blah. Mine was like, what type of wife will you be? Gets better. Have you ever had an experience with gaining a lot or losing a lot of weight, and tell us about that experience?
Excuse
The final me. One that really got me was, have you had any plastic surgery, or are you thinking about getting any, and can you tell us all about that?
Wow. So is this the boys audition process?
This was officially from Farmer Wants a Wife after we'd filmed, but before it went to air.
So this was after filming, this was before it was airing. What was the purpose of the questionnaire? I don't understand.
They have like a media toolkit thingy that they send out.
Yeah.
So it would have been like a picture of me. It would have been sent out to all of the rag mags that, you know, yeah, write about this crap, like, you know, TV Week and all that crap. So it would obviously have been like a profile of me, and it would have been like, Liz has had her boobs done, which, you know, I haven't, but, you know, if I had.
Wow.
Unfortunately for them, I replied with the most scathing answers that they'd ever seen. I was like, I know for a fact that Farmer Nick hasn't been asked about if he's ever put on weight or lost weight. Frankly, it's none of your effing business. What the like, I was so mad. I was like, are you kidding me? You're asking me if I've put on weight or lost weight. Like, what, is that a story? Is that a story, my weight?
Wow.
Or is my plastic surgery any of your business? No.
Wow. So they're actually putting together PR releases, and it would say like, oh, this person is on Farmer Wants a Wife. Recently, they gained a lot of weight. So what?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was other normal ones as well. Have you ever had a serious illness? Have you ever like lost a loved one or something like that? And I was prepared for that because they tried to dramatize like a loss of a parent for me. And I was just like, you are not doing that to me. You are not doing that. I'm not playing this game. Nah. So I think that's probably as well when they started to realize I was going to be combative, because I think I was very pliable during the show and they probably really liked that. And then when we started to get to this stage, and I'd been away from the show for a bit and had, you know, a bit more time. And also Farmer Nick was a really huge help for me in that regard, because we actually became friends again after we broke up. And he was the one that sort of validated to me. He was like, these people treated us awfully, Liz. Like, he obviously got treated better than I did, but he's like, what they did to us is not okay. It is not okay what they've done, and it's actually disgusting. And he was so disgusted when he saw the Q&A's as well. He was like, I can't believe they're asking you those questions. Wow. And it was just bizarre, just really weird. And I mean, the lack of diversity, I mean, let's just look at the show. I mean, they've thrown in a token female farmer this year. Some of the producers are English that I had on my ear, and they said that there's basically laws in the UK, firstly around diversity in casting, the fact that there was not any person other than, you know, blonde and Caucasian. I mean, there was a few brunettes in there, and then throw in like, you know, one redhead a season, that's all it's allowed. It's just literally like, you know, everyone's straight and white.
Mm-hmm.
She said, like, literally that would just never be seen over there, and having all male farmers just wouldn't happen. And I was very surprised that when they brought it back, that it wasn't going to be, you know, more inclusive. And I found that very disappointing as well. And, yeah, it was a bit of a bummer. It was a bit of a letdown, to be honest. I mean, the whole experience was a letdown, but it made me a bit ashamed to be a part of it as someone who's, like, really conscious of trying to be inclusive. And then I was like, wow, I've just contributed to the problem by being in it, which was obviously not my intention, but you get excited about these shows, and then when you're in it, you're like
I can imagine you've been asked that many times. People say, why would you even go on the show if they do that, blah blah blah. I bet you've been asked that a million times. Why would you even go on it?
You got to remember that my season was the first season back after it was on hiatus for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, like, it was quite a sweet show. Remember, it does actually have the best track record. You know, obviously not my season.
Because
that didn't work very well at all.
Mm.
But, so it does have a really good track record, which is why I went on it. It's just that I didn't know that with the change of network and the change of everything, that they were going to ruin it so badly. And it makes me a bit worried about this season coming, because if you haven't done your research and you then go on the show, because all you have to do is Google the show, like Google anything about past contestants, and you'll see me talking out about it, other people. And so if you're not reading that and going, think I won't go on the show, then you got to wonder what reason these people are going on the show for now. Mm. And that's why I keep saying to people, don't be going on Farmer thinking you're going to get famous, because no one gets famous out of it. I think like the most any girl's got is like 30,000 followers or something. So you're not going to get famous off it. You're not going to have any amazing things happen afterwards. You're probably just going to be a little bit messed up and like really angry. You probably just end up like me.
Oh, I have to ask though, because you've been so outspoken about Farmer Wants a Wife and the Seven Network since the show, like, how have you not gotten away with it? That's not the right wording, but like, how have you been able to speak out about it without like Seven doing all their threats with like legal action and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, okay. Very simple answer, because there's so much more that I haven't talked about, and like screenshots, I have the receipts, I've got the proof of all this stuff that, and I have been advised legally as well not to keep things in the bank.
Yeah.
So that's why before we were talking about some things and I was being a little bit vague, because I need to keep those things up my sleeve, God forbid anything ever happened. But at the same time, like that same sort of thing has happened in this last season. There's stuff that's happened this last season that no one's talked about, because in the background all the time, everyone's going, class action, but no one actually wants to pull the trigger and do it.
Yeah.
Because it's scary. You think, oh shoot, what will actually happen, or will anything actually be resolved? And I think that's what it's going to take to have some change happen in Australia, and to get some sort of, like the UK have got laws in place to protect participants a bit more than here. Well, here there is nothing. And they try to bamboozle you with their contracts. Like reading the contract that they send you, it's honestly, it might as well have been written in bloody, you know, Swahili. I had no idea what I was signing myself up for, because I couldn't understand the legal jargon. And I knew, I mean, there was bits in it that basically are like, we own you now, we can edit you any way you want. But when they're telling you to your face, then this isn't like those other shows, Liz. It's not like Mouse. It's not like The Bachelor. This is the real show. You believe them, and they become your friends. And like one of the head producers, like every time I saw him, because like my name's Liz Jelly, and so he was like, he realized it's like that song Bootylicious. I don't think you're ready for Liz Jelly. So like every time I saw him, he would come up to me dancing and sing that song, give me a hug, we'd chat. He was so cool. Yeah. And then I find out that after I broke up with Nick, he and these other men and women, probably mainly men, got together and went, okay, so Liz broke up with Nick. We don't like that. She's going to be dumped, and totally changed the narrative on me, and then kicked me off the show so I couldn't go back. And like the night before the reunion, I got kicked off the show, basically. I was flying down to meet up with Nick again, talk about our breakup, and then they decided that instead that they were just going to make him say he dumped me, so they literally cancelled my flight the night before via text.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I was so angry.
Yeah, no, we couldn't imagine. Far out. God, how are you going? How are you going now since all this though? Like, are you going okay with all that drama and nonsense?
Yeah, for me, it's all in the past and it's all behind. I mean, the only reason, as I said, the only reason I ever still talk about it is because I do want some sort of change to happen, and I am, I just know someone is going to harm themselves. It's going to happen, and I feel like that'll be the catalyst for change, unless we can get change happening some other way. I can tell you that I was in a really, really bad place, and I know other girls from the show were too, and I don't like, why does that have to be the catalyst for change?
We don't want something to end up like that.
Yeah, something has to happen now. Something has to happen before this next group of people go through this next series, you know, or the next Maths or whatever show. It doesn't have to be just this show. It's just these shows in general. I was speaking to a friend that was on another reality TV show. I was talking to her mother, off a different network, another show, was a girl off Maths.
Yeah.
And her mother said to me, how have you been? Because she said, honestly, I think everyone else off this show, except for my daughter, has had really severe mental issues since the show. And I was like, yeah, it really messes you up for a bit. You get okay in the end. Like, it's like, you know, everything's fine and dandy now, but during it, it was really awful.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody else to feel that way. You know, during this last season, I was talking to some of the girls and I'd just be like devastated for them, because they felt the way that I felt. And when you understand, when you really understand, because you've been there, all you want to do is try and help. So I think that's something that needs to be done. And I mean, it goes all the way back to casting even. I mean, they told us, they intentionally cast, like, you know, the girls that they think will actually be there for true love and might actually have a connection with the farmer. But then they also just sew in people that are really nasty and bitchy on purpose to cause issues. And it's like, dude, that's not entertaining. The entertainment's meant to be watching the love story. Mm. I can tell you, so half the problem during the show was, you know, dealing with these people that are intentionally put in there to, like, make your life hell. Whose idea of entertainment is that? I wasn't having fun.
Yeah. Like,
what the hell? It was nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Oh. Mm. Well, I do really appreciate, like, you talking to me about this, because, yeah, I hope it wasn't, like re-triggering anything like that, because I know it has been a bit. So I really, really do appreciate you talking to me about all this.
No honestly. Problem at all. I'm luckily very much alienated from it now. It feels like a different lifetime. In fact, most days it's just this weird thing now that's like in my life that like I don't even, because I'm a marriage celebrant. I married a couple on the weekend and it was just a little elopement and they were like, can we take a photo with you after? It's like, yeah, well, I'm your celebrant. Yeah, sure. And they're like, oh, no, we Googled you. And the girls at work love reality TV, so we'd love to show them. And I think, oh, yeah, that's right. I was on the TV show. So, yeah, I mean, I forget all the time that I did it. But, thankfully everyone I know off my show is all good now. But, yeah, it took a while to get there.
Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning into today's episode with Liz Jelly. Thank you again, Liz, for speaking with me, and I greatly appreciate you sharing your story to not only me, but to also all the Nasty Woman Club listeners. If you want to support the Nasty Woman Club podcast and platform, the best way you can do that is by leaving a rating and a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Also, be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Nasty Woman Club. And if you wish to know more information about the Channel 7 boycott that has been organized by The Nasty Woman Club, head on over to the link in today's show notes. Anyway, I'm your host, Demi Lynch, and I will see you all next week for another episode of The Nasty Woman Club. Stay nasty, everyone. We at the Nasty Woman Club pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the Meanjin land. We acknowledge that we are on the stolen lands of the Yarraga and Turrbal people, whose sovereignty was never ceded.
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day, like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the Allbirds Mizzle collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-conditioned traction and reflective details on the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Mudguard on the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. allbirds.com, code FRESHSOCKS.